And joining me right now from the Mexico High School FFA advisor, Ms. Kendra Allen. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also we have a couple of seniors in the house, Jacob Darby and also Casey Craddock. And good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you all here. I know that you guys are getting ready to take a big trip to Indianapolis. As a matter of fact, it's the National FFA Convention. And Casey, we'll just kind of start off with you. This is going to be your first time going in person. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been a member of the Mexico FFA chapter since my sophomore year, but this will be my first time attending national convention, which I'm really excited for.
I think it is going to be very exciting. Just kind of share a little bit about, are you personally up for some awards?
I am not,
nope.
But our chapter is up for the 3-star award and the premier chapter award.
And what does that mean? And Kendra, I'll have you you kind of take over here, if you will.
Yeah, so the 3-star award is based on our national chapter activity application. So it's a big application. The students, and we fill out in the spring, and then it goes through state screening. And then if we place high enough at the state level, it moves on to nationals. 3-star is the highest level that we can get at the national level. So we're very excited about that. But the other award, the Premier Chapter Award, is the bigger award. So we were selected as one of 10 in the nation for having a really cool activity within the strengthening agriculture division on the application.
How awesome is that? We'll bring in Jacob to the conversation now. Jacob, you're no stranger to being in person at the National FFA Convention. You went, when was it, your sophomore year?
I went my freshman and my sophomore year. It was a very engaging activity, and I really loved it.
Yeah. What were some of the things that you were able to take part of whenever you were in person?
My sophomore year, we went to a honey farm. My freshman year, we went to a dairy creamery, and we got to try these fresh creams and ice cream and milk. It was really fun.
Very nice, very nice. So how are you guys traveling there? I know this is a long trip. Are you going by bus, or how does this all work out?
Yeah, we'll be traveling by bus. We start loading the bus around 5:30, but we leave by 6. Wednesday morning.
Yeah. Only a couple of days away. It's almost here. And you will be, will you stay at a farm while you're there? Or do you stay in a hotel? Or how does that work?
We'll be staying in a hotel while we're there.
Okay. And how long does the convention last?
It lasts, we're going to be there Wednesday. We're going to be there Wednesday through Saturday. But I think it goes through the 31st of this week.
All right. Very nice. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to, Casey, that you've heard about? What would you like to see whenever you're there?
Wednesday night, I'm really looking forward to the rodeo. We get to attend a rodeo. And then I'm really just excited to see, like, the convention center itself.
Sure. What about you, Jacob? Any favorite things that you want to see this year?
I'm really looking forward to seeing Fair Oaks Farm. They have these hog confinements that we get to go see. And they also have a dairy cattle operation that you just go and see how their process works.
Very awesome. Kendra, how many students are going to be going along on this trip?
We're taking 20 students and 2 advisors on the school bus this week.
Wow, wow. Any favorite things that you have that you like to see while you're there?
One thing that I like to do when we're there is give the kids a couple different tours of their agriculture styles, because they, like, for example, we're going to a goat creamery on Wednesday on the way over. We don't really have that here in Missouri, and so we kind of show the kids a different type of agriculture than what we have here.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys have an exciting trip. Anything else that anybody wants to add, or have we kind of covered everything?
Think we're good.
All right. Well, I want to wish you guys the best of luck, and I hope that you may take some pictures and send it to us while you guys are there, and we'll keep updated on how Mexico FFA does at the national convention.
Yeah, we can do that. Thank you.